Pandora's Box of Modern Pseudoscience. A Pandora's box has come to signify the source of endless complications or trouble, one whose origin is deceptively simple. What is true, honest to God, science? The definition for science is to discover facts, to formulate laws and principles based on these facts that can be verified or tested by further investigation. What some of the greatest scientific minds express. Albert Einstein said, "The more I study science, the more I believe in God." Max Planck says, "All matter only exists by virtue of a force. Behind this force is an intelligent and conscious mind, which is the matrix of all matter." Werner Heisenberg said, "The first gulp of natural science will make you an atheist. But at the bottom of the glass, God is waiting for you." Galileo said, "The laws of nature are written by the hand of God in the language of mathematics." From Isaac Newton to James Stewart, an almost endless list of those who knew that it was designed. Now allow me to introduce modern pseudoscience. It is progressive. It is not bound by traditional science. We are modern. We do away with the past, especially the God delusion and the Bible. We promote new theories without having to be bound by facts. Instead of creation or design, we endorse fresh, radical, new ideas, like the Big Bang as our beginnings. This was the biggest, hottest, and creative explosion where everything and all life forms originated. Sorry, but this is contrary to factual science, as heat sterilizes and explosions without exception are all destructive. This brands pseudoscience a religion, as pseudoscientists are free to believe and promote all that jazz, which literally takes the lid of Pandora's box, as no evidence is needed to support these atheistic fantasy hypotheses and theories. Hence, the world of science is divided. The list of creation scientists is ever growing, but the loud ones with the money and the media are the pseudos. So that is all that we hear and read about. Anyone giving clear scientific proof from a creation point of view will lose his teaching job, be ridiculed as a Bible basher and a Sunday school ignoramus. Make the lie big and keep repeating it. Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, said, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it." Truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is this where we're headed again? Let us compare our origin. The Bible says God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. He did it in 6 days. Genesis 1:31. When I went to school, it was 40,000 years. Then it became 40 million years. It rose to 4.5 billion. And recently it increased to 13,770,000,000 years. These numbers are allegedly supported by the rubidium strontium technique and carbon dating, on which we also have pamphlets, which you should read. The Bible says he fixed the earth firm, unmovable, in 1 Chronicles 16:30. You fix the earth on its foundation so it can never be shaken, Psalms 104:5. All the earth sits still and is at rest, says Zechariah 1:11. With big lies, we need big numbers. Pseudoscience promulgates the earth spins 1,000 miles per hour on its axle. Sound only travels at 767 miles per hour. We speed around the sun at 67,000 miles or 107,000 kilometers per hour. While our solar system, listen to this, rockets through the universe at 514,000 miles per hour or 827,000 kilometers per hour on its trajectory. These numbers are beyond our limited everyday thinking, so we just accept it. Well, there is no equipment that exists to verify these numbers, but it is hypothesis supporting theories and theories supporting these hypotheses. Welcome to the merry-go-round. So we think, now the Bible says this, and the pseudos operating under the cover of science say that. So the truth must be somewhere in the middle, and we start building our house on the sand. Paul said, false so-called science, in 1 Timothy 6:20. Next, the Bible tells us God created man in his own image, male and female he created them. And man became a living soul, Genesis 1:27. The atheistic pseudos try to match DNAs and that we are monkeys that evolved into humans. As for male and female, we should personally decide what sex we are. The mirror will tell you. Soul and afterlife is religious gibberish, as with death, it is finished. Anthony Hopkins said, being an atheist must be like living in a closed cell with no window. Well, it pains me, as it must be suffocating, and that without light. What do the highbrows say? Dr. Philip Kitchener, in his anti-creation book, Abusing Science, page 121, claims that solid evidence that dinosaurs and man coexisted would shake the foundations of evolutionary theory. Professor Strahler, he's a professor of geoscience at the Columbia University, he writes in his book, Science and Earth History, the Evolution-Creation Controversy, on page 17, that if humans and dinosaurs lived at the same time, such a finding would deal a crushing blow to the hypothesis of unique evolutionary sequence. In 1908, George Adams discovered 14 giant human footprints besides 134 dinosaur footprints in the limestone riverbed of Paluxy Creek in Glen Rose, Texas. This is, however, maligned as a hoax, and that these were carved footprints. Who'd possibly waste time carve 14 human footprints, double the size of the present-day footprints, along at least 134 dinosaur tracks in the riverbed? Here we have a picture of a cave with a pictograph of the Amazon rainforest depicting a sauropod dinosaur with 9 hunters encircling the dinosaur. Obviously, the dinosaur is alive as one of the hunters raises his spear, getting ready to strike. Now we have Lucy. Scientists have discovered a remarkable complete skeleton of a 3-year-old female from the ape-man species represented by Lucy. The remains are 3.3 million years old. It is pretty unbelievable to find such a complete fossil from that long ago, said scientist Fred Spohr. It is a once-in-a-lifetime find. Spohr is professor at the Evolutionary Autonomy at the University College in London. Judging by how well it was preserved, the skeleton that was quickly buried by the sediment in a flood, the researchers said. However, it is revealed that Lucy, the Australopithecus afarensis, had an autonomy ideally suited for climbing trees and was no different from other apes. The French scientific journal Science et Vie covered the story in 1999 under the headline Adieu Lucy. The Tel Aviv University anthropologist determined that Lucy's lower jawbone is some kind of a gorilla jawbone, and as a result, the evolutionary researchers concluded that Lucy should no longer be considered as man's direct ancestor. Yet books on Lucy are still in the university libraries like Oxford. This was in 2017. Lucy remains part of the big evolutionary exhibitions to promote science. Now, I'm sorry, this is not science, but pseudoscience operating under the cover of science, trying to give scientific credence to their cover-up jobs and outright lying. The evidence eliminating factor. Cremo and Thompson, not Bible creationists, state in their book, The Hidden History of the Human Race, the primary point that we are trying to make that exists in the scientific community a knowledge filter that screens out unwelcome evidence. This has been going on for well over a century and continues to the present day. there also appear to be cases of more direct suppression, because in the early 1950s, Lee was hounded from his civil service position into prolonged unemployment. Tons of artifacts vanished into the storage bins of the Natural Museum of Canada. The director of the museum himself was fired. Noah's Ark, evidence into the rubbish bin. According to David Duckworth, who was employed by the Vertebrate Paleontology section of the Smithsonian Institution, it seemed that in the fall of 1968, crates marked Mount Ararat National Geographic Smithsonian Expedition disappeared into the Smithsonian storage bins. Meet the pseudo's ancestor. First, we have the Piltdown Man, who was constructed by using a jawbone belonging to an orangutan, which was soaked in potassium so it would look like a fossil. Then we have the Homo neanderthalensis. Already in 1958, Dr. A.J. Cave explained at the Congress of Zoology that it was the skeleton of an older gentleman who had arthritis. Then we have the Heidelberg Man, who came into existence by the inspiration of a jawbone found in Mauer, near Heidelberg, which was considered to be quite human. Yet it is another missing link in the evolution tree, which we have named after Genesis 2:9, the tree of life. Then we have the Homo erectus. Now I wonder what body part they used to construct that missing link fellow. Thousands of skeletons of giants were destroyed. The bone marrow of dinosaurs is soft tissue, showing that they lived recently. This is a must-watch as scientists confront a pseudoscientist, refusing to accept evidence. Einstein said there are three kinds of people. One, those who see. Two, those who see when they are shown. Three, those who do not see. Now, I like to add number four, there are none so blind as those who refuse to see. Marie Curie added the fifth. There are sadistic scientists who hurry to hunt down errors instead of establishing the truth. The dictionary for sadistic means aggressive, brutal, cruel, and vicious. If you get to the printed copy, you will see the references that you can look up. This is only a tip of the iceberg pamphlet, which is adapted from the court case in the beginning, then what? At johanpeters.in, you will find some 65 pamphlets on different subjects, plus 9 books, 27 prophecy bites, 440 realistic slides on the life of Jesus. You'll find a good study Bible for your PC or laptop. Learn about finding salvation in your religion. All downloads are free. There is no info request and no cookies. If you take the time to write me info@johanpeters.in, then I will take the time to answer.